When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, you're taking some abuse, whether it is in the Twitch chat or on the Subaru of New England text line for that choice.
Look, I didn't pick this one. This horrible. Is a Wiggy selection.
But isn't that like the St. Patty's Day anthem, Danny Boy and Irish Eyes?
That was a Wiggy request.
Yeah. I didn't tell you to pick the oddest.
Johnny Cash is, I'm sorry.
I like Johnny Cash.
I mean,
Yeah, I like Johnny Cash.
I like the choice of the artist.
All you said was Danny Boy, so yeah. I like Johnny Cash.
I thought that was like the Irish anthem, and Irish Eyes.
St. Patrick's Day is here. Please get to, if you're going to attend the parade, please get there by 7 a.m. and leave South Boston by 9 a.m., Curtis. That's what Ed Flynn wants, right?
Yeah, and actually, if you could just put a mask on your face so nobody sees you smiling, that would be much appreciated. Yeah. And, Greg, that song made me think about death. I don't know why, but are you going to get cremated? How are you going to handle things?
Curtis, I'm a long way away from that. Yeah. This narrative that I'm close to death is frustrating.
He's still mulling over the Vikings funeral.
Chime is having the Vikings.
I can't wait for that. It's legal in Maine. That's where I'll be dying.
Hot take. The boiled dinner, the traditional boiled dinner, is the worst entree side combination that exists in world cuisine.
What's like, the boiled dinner?
The boiled potatoes, the boiled corned beef. It's just there's no taste to it whatsoever. I know it's
traditional. You have to add mustard.
Anybody boil a potato?
I know. It's just no offense, because we've had some great trips to Ireland over the years. Uh-huh. I love the country, but it's just not.
Oh, okay.
See, like True New Hampshire or True Hampshire in the Twitch chat has a boiled dinner going right now.
All right.
Like, as we speak. I hope you're seasoning it up.
Right.
Because it's just not.
I love potatoes. Isn't that the same? Isn't boiled dinner just like potatoes in like a soup version? Like when you have soup, like a chunky beef or a chunky chicken soup, and you put the potatoes in there, are you boiling them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on who's preparing it, and maybe I haven't experienced a flavorful boiled dinner. It's just not my favorite. This is Keith in the truck. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to talk Travis Hunter, but boiled dinner. The corned beef's important. What type do you get? The mustard, white vinegar on the cabbage, and butter and salt and pepper, but whatever.
Okay.
So think about Travis Hunter. I think you guys are slightly underrating his route tree. He's pretty good. I think around the league, people are probably expecting him to come in and be a all-pro cornerback, kind of like Gonzalez was in the first couple of years. But I think he could be a top 20, 25 receiver pretty quickly. And if he just focuses on that, you know, and the biggest thing is you look at the highest paid cornerback, he's making $25 million. The kid from Minnesota is making $35 million. And Chase is probably going to get 38 to 40. So it behooves him to come in and really work on receiver if that's, you know, I don't think he can play both. I mean, it's ridiculous to even think that. But I think receiver is where he's going to make the most money. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up doing that.
I mean, you know, I don't know how many potential draft picks they've had here.
Uh-huh.
I do know that, or at least I was told that he was here not more than or a little bit over a week ago.
Right.
For a visit, so I, you know, unless they did the same with Abdul Carter and, and whoever else,
they probably also talked to him at the combine as well.
Yeah. I think
they did.
Carter or Hunter?
What?
If Carter or Hunter are available, it's a no-brainer. The only trouble is that if one of those guys is gone, that's when their draft really begins. That's when you're going to really try to make a decision. But if one of those two guys are there, I think that's a no-brainer. They're the only two real blue-chip prospects in this draft. So, maybe the tight end from Penn State. He's another blue-chip, probably.
You already signed Carlton Davis to what's did he make? Isn't it average like $30 million a year?
3 years, $60 million.
Right. So you have him.
I think you can put him at. I think he can play wide receiver full time, and I think he can be a top 20-25 guy if you watch his highlights and watch his skills. Let me get this right.
So I want, because I think this is the way I'll get on the same page with you. You and I believe that they're going to move Travis Hunter to wide receiver full time.
100%.
Okay.
100%. 100%.
I think that's a great call.
Certain teams.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I think it's a great call. I think this is why Vrabel's being coy, because they're not going to do anything with that draft pick until the night unfolds. Because if there's two quarterbacks that go in the top three, then you're going to get a potential to either sell high on a team that really wants Travis Hunter, or you take Abdul Carter and you get, you know, the pick, the best prospect in the draft at number four.
So, you know, you describe him as being coy. Are you comfortable with, when it comes to offense, with the fact that they've basically done nothing there?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not comfortable at all. I don't think it's. I mean, I'm terrified that this offense is going to suck. I'm terrified at their ability to draft receivers. But I understand the logic. I trust there's logic with Vrabel. I don't know about Wolf and with, you know, Groh, but with Vrabel, I trust the logic of it, that there is the potential that fourth pick, which today isn't that valuable, becomes a massive asset that they can either deal, get a receiver, get someone else, or use to take Abdul Carter at that spot.
Well, even if they take Abdul Carter, which I would love, you're still going to have questions at wide receiver, right? So the question becomes, they have to have something. You cannot say you take Abdul Carter at number four. You can't go into the season with your wide receiver room as is and then say, well, maybe we take a wide receiver in the second round. You're still going to have major, major problems.
Yep.
So I that's why they have to have something up their sleeve. Because even if you, there's no way you can even take Abdul Carter at four and still not fix your wide receiver problem.
Okay. Is everything okay with Wiggy's guy, Ralphie Devers? He spoke yesterday, and we will hear what he said next.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.